With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Federal officials say they plan to reveal later this year whether they'll relocate the BLM headquarters to a western state. The stated goal is to better manage federally owned public lands, which are mostly in the west. States such as Utah, Arizona, Idaho, New Mexico, and Colorado have all been most prominently mentioned for the relocation. Ashley Stolziak with the Sierra Club says they see no real reason, though, for the move.
I think that the current system is working, sort of that if it's not broke, don't fix it mentality. But there are field offices throughout the West, and they communicate regularly with headquarters. And so I don't see a huge benefit to moving the headquarters west.
Conservation groups such as the Sierra Club and others have fought for years to keep public lands under federal control. They're concerned that those lands could then be opened up for mineral leases or other developments that might be sold outright to private interests. Currently, the federal government owns more than a third of all the land in those five states. They also control more than 60% of both Idaho and Utah. Stolziak said moving a large agency like the BLM out of Washington could be an enormous and unnecessary expense.
There's been no dollar sign that's been placed on this reorganization. And these types of changes don't come without a pretty major cost, which could be massive for an agency that has already been underfunded.
The BLM will make an announcement by September. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.